Oh, we've gotten two other people on. Who just came on?
Morning, Karen.
I'm going to go and see if I can get... I tried earlier to get onto the WebEx, and it wasn't open. I hope it's open now. It is. Monty must be around. Or Ruth. Somebody. I'd like us to get started. It's 1 minute after the hour.
Good morning, Karen. This is Mary Lou. Do you want me to load slides?
Oh, you know, I would love that, because... Oh, man, I am so glad that there are those of you who know how to do this.
Okay, it'll take me a minute. I don't know. Apparently, was anybody else on the WebEx besides me?
Well, I'm waiting for it to come up here and show me.
Okay, that must be why. Okay, give me a minute. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah.
Karen, I am here.
Who is here?
Kathleen.
Oh, Kathleen, thank you.
Monty's here.
Oh, Monty, okay. You hadn't signed in.
No, I'm getting on there right now. I'm a little late.
Okay, good deal. Well, I love to see names like that because I know then that things are going to be secure today. Anyway, I guess we should... get going here, because it's 2 minutes after the hour now. Welcome all of you to the Transparent Terrific Tuesday. And just to let you know that I am extremely grateful for all of you who are consistently on here and that you share the things that you've learned and that have impacted your health. Because that way, as you share, why you can impact all the rest of us. Now, today is the day that we're supposed to report our progress. And it is also the day to be transparent. And although at times I appeared that I was being transparent, I really haven't. So, I'm going to do a little, I don't know what it is, being transparent. And the reason why I can be more transparent today than I have in times past is because I have enjoyed some really success with this program, and it gives me confidence and gives me the ability to be, you know, to kind of be transparent. But, you know, all through these days of reporting, Mary Lou has just impressed me. She'll come on and she says, well, I'm averaging 9 each day. Or, you know, she gives us her average. And then yesterday, she blew me away with all these statistics that she has about her heart rate and her blood pressure. And what were all the things you were reporting yesterday that you had recorded, Mary Lou?
No. It was just I had my blood work done, and so I was reporting what my cholesterol had done, because I was kind of unhappy that I hadn't released more weight, but I do realize that this is not a race. This is, you know, a lifestyle change. And then I had just had my blood work done, because I mentioned to you guys the doctor in January wanted to put me on some meds, and I said, I just started a new exercise. I'm walking at least 3 days a week, and I've changed the way I'm eating. And he just looked at me and said, so you want me to give you 90 days? And I said, yes. Well, so I
don't wonder. You went back after the 90 days.
Well, actually, yeah, I actually went back a little sooner, but, yeah, I guess it was about 90 days. And so anyway, my cholesterol had actually gone down 13 points. My triglycerides had gone down 23 points. And my bad cholesterol dropped, and my good cholesterol went up. So I was pretty excited with that. You know, it's not necessarily the scale. It's how we're improving our health overall.
I guess. And
not for you nines. I'm not averaging nines.
What was that?
I'm not averaging nines. I wish I was.
Okay. But what I wanted to say was I was so impressed with all those things that you had recorded down about what your health, how your health was going. And Donna, I want you to know that she said yesterday that she attributed this ability to record and keep it in a good place so that she could pull it up anytime because of the ideas that you presented about how you journaled. And all of those things have really had an impact on me. And I listened to all of you, and I finally, well, let me back up. This journaling thing is my Achilles heel. You know, in our church, we're taught that we're supposed to journal every day and write down our feelings and thoughts so that generations that come after us will know what we were thinking during a certain period of time of our life. But you know what? If I journal about my life once a week, that's a miracle. Twice a month is pretty standard for me. I was never good at writing letters to my mother. I love to call her up on the phone. But what I'm trying to say to you is that journaling is not my cup of tea. So I have to be transparent about that. But I really admire those of you who are good at journaling, and maybe someday because of your commitments and showing us how you're committed, maybe someday I'll get to it. But because of the rest of you, and especially Mary Lou, I finally got with the walking program. And I want you to know that I have already put in 15 minutes of walking even before I got on this call this morning. And I do my walking 3 times a day. And I have been drinking the water is no big deal for me. So for some people, that may be a challenge. But I have a cup that holds 16 ounces. I have a glass that holds 16 ounces. And I usually have one already down by this time of the morning. And then I do another one about the time I eat breakfast. And then I do another one at lunchtime or in the afternoon, another one in the evening around dinner time, and then another one just later. So, you know, the water is not a big deal for me, but this journaling has not been easy. But there are other things that I have found that I've been able to get with it, and now I feel like I'm averaging between an 8, and like I said, the journaling is my big Achilles heel. I will tell you, yesterday I told you I'd lost 16 pounds. I haven't. I found out that the weekend did do me in again, and I had put back on 2 pounds. But what I'm excited about is that even though I do put on some over the weekend, I get back onto this program, and I listen to all of you. I become more inspired, and I have lost a total of 14 pounds throughout this period of time. And, you know, like Mary Lou says, we're not on a race to see how fast we can lose. It is a matter of getting our bodies at a more higher level of being healthy. And I think that is what I'm accomplishing with myself. So now, with all of that said, I would like to get reports from all of you as to how your progress is coming. Anybody want to report?
Well, I'm kind of like Mary Lou. This is Monty. I'm kind of like Mary Lou. I really believe that internal health is very, very important, and in some cases it's probably more important than weight loss. But I do know that as everything has improved for me, that I automatically, I think, along with the way that I eat now, and that, you know, the weight loss is coming. And like I say, you just need a little more work on the exercise, and I think that'll come off even faster. But I'm just really impressed and always have been with this type of a program and the support that we get here. And that's my report.
I love this support here. Okay, who else?
This is Nancy Clyde. I just got back on the call. I haven't been here for months. Tuesdays are really the only day that I have 9 o'clock free. I completely backslid. I had lost 13 inches, and I believe my scale is not reliable. I have no idea. But I do know I felt better and looked better when I was doing this, and I have just got to get on the recorded calls and listen to them when I can't be here with you guys.
That is fantastic. And Nancy, we're glad you're with us. We hope that you can make it every Tuesday. We love having you with us.
Thanks.
And you know what? About those recorded calls, they really will help you to stay focused.
Oh, good. Well, Ruth kept saying, have you gotten on the calls? I'm like, no, I need to do it.
Yeah. Those calls, I think, are so valuable. Okay, who else? We've got Donna. Do you want to give us your report?
Okay. I've been really, I don't meet all the points for each day, but I'm working on that. But I did measure myself yesterday. I've lost 19 inches total so far. I've not weighed myself since I've been on vacation, so my total is still 11 pounds, but I feel like I've lost more weight. And I continue to stay away from MSG, and I'm going more natural eating food, like make my own. I cook dry beans and, just all healthy things. That's all I'm doing now. But I feel better, too, so.
Isn't that wonderful? You feel better. And what could be more valuable than that? That is fantastic. Okay, Mary Lou, you haven't reported for us.
Well, I thought I did yesterday. So I'm just kind of evaluating this, and after you made such a big deal, I'm going to let you all know that last week I fell down on my walking. I only walked 2 days. I only walked 7 miles last week. I averaged 6.5 points last week. And so there is being transparent. I am certainly not perfect. And but
we thought
the good side is what?
We thought you were.
Oh gosh.
I'm sorry.
No, you know that I'm not. Okay, the other thing is my blood pressure is still up, and so I'm definitely going to focus on definitely on a little more meditation every day, and I'm trying to figure out, I must not be doing something right if Karen Eastwood thinks that journaling is hard, because all I'm doing is writing down my Pymag water. I told you I keep track with pennies. I have a very big glass, and I try to drink it 6 times. I drink 6 of them a day. I mean, it's very big. And I just mark that in the boxes up here that you all can see on the screen. And then my Nikon Sleep, that's a given, because I sleep on my Nikon Sleep system every single night, and I definitely do get my 7 hours. And then here I will record on exercise. I will record how much I did, or no, if I didn't. My nutritionals and my and then I give myself a point for journaling, because I just flip this thing over and write on the back if I've noticed a change. If I'm not in a very nice mood or something like that, I even contribute that to what I've been eating. So I at least then I can look back. And we're kind of boring on our food, because we like things that are simple and things that we like. And so once we find a couple of things that we like, we do the same things. And maybe that's why the scale hasn't moved more, but because I think a variety is maybe better. But I just jot here. If it doesn't fit in the little box, I flip it over and write, Monday, Tuesday, whatever day it was. And then I just add these up at the end of the day for a point total. So This is the one I fall down in just about every day. I don't remember my snacks, although yesterday I was pretty proud of myself because I did have my raw veggies all ready to eat up. So I've found a wonderful yogurt jalapeno dip that at Costco. So anyway, that's me, and I don't want to take this whole call. So I'm averaging 6.5.
You, now say that, you're averaging what?
Last week I averaged 6.5 points, but when I looked at that, it made me upset with Mary Lou. So I have a goal this week to get 8s and 9s. I'm going to be traveling this week with some friends, and I do know that it's going to be a struggle.
Oh, that
I'm
is
preparing ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you. But you know what? As you were going through this, I realized, well, maybe I'm doing more in my journaling than what I thought, because
you are.
Thank you. This chart that we have up in front of us, that's what I have hanging on the wall by my scale. And I mark on it, and, this gives me more hope. Maybe Karen Eastwood can be more diligent about this. Mary Lou, you inspire me all the time. And I appreciate that. Now, there is something that I don't do, and I hear the rest of you doing it, is how you write down what you ate. And I think that's really important because, you know, like you said, Mary Lou, you can look back. If you're having a bad day, you can look back and see what it was you were doing the day before and kind of evaluate what had been going on. Anyway, is there anyone else that would like to report?
I just got a lot of stress and I'm going helter skelter, so I haven't written down exactly what I've done lately. But believe me, this call and you people and all the wonderful, wonderful input have held me pretty close to the line, and I thank you for that.
Yeah, I understand what you're
on it, so it helps. But it'll be more when I get back to charting it a little bit.
Yes, yes. Now, I think I heard Kathleen.
Kathleen,
I have something else to add. I just realized I was looking at this chart. I've not really, you know, checked off everything I've done every day. I have averaged 9 a day and sometimes 10. Because I've been walking a lot more down here on vacation. So I didn't realize that.
Yay. No wonder your clothes are feeling better.
Yeah. And the other thing I have to add real quick, I've been really consistent with my Neekin products. Before, I just hate to take pills. So now I've been really consistent, but I added 2 other things to my program. A fish oil and the Natural Calm and L-Taurine. And Natural Calm, all these things, well, Natural Calm lowers your heartbeat. My heartbeat was in the high 90s, and then it was in the high 80s, and now it's between 71 to 77 every day. And my blood sugar has gone down after I eat 2 hours. After I eat a healthy meal, it'll be 126. So I'm just amazed. From the way I've really started eating much, much differently after I was in the hospital for my problem I had. So I'm just really grateful. This is really neat.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, now, Kathleen, I'd like to hear from you. I think I heard you a couple times. Are you there, Kathleen?
Which Kathleen?
Sorry.
Kathleen Anderson.
I'm sorry.
The other Kathleen there?
I'm Kathleen Miller, and I'm on, but I did report a little bit.
Yes, Kathleen Miller has reported.
And Kathleen Anderson is not reporting, except that I'm chasing a dog.
Okay. Now, let's move on with what, by the way, today, because Donna has been on vacation and she's out there having all this wonderful time, Kathleen Anderson has come on and has consented to be my co-host with me. And so today, some of the information we've planned to present to you or share with you, I want to go through this. And one of it is, did you know that you might be dealing with a very often misunderstood and mistreated medical condition, and it's putting you at a health risk? And so, to discover whether you really are having a problem, I'd like you to take a 60-second quiz, and I hope all of you have pencil and paper ready, and all you have to do is answer yes or no, and then at the end of the quiz, we'll tally up and see whether you are a person who has this health risk. Do you all have a paper and pencil? We'll give you a second to get it. But anyway, I guess I better start because our time is running out. Have you ever experienced a burning or uncomfortable pain, heartburn in your chest, abdomen, or your throat? Answer yes or no. Do you ever have a sour taste in your mouth? Yes or no. Do you have a regurgitation of a sour tasting liquid? Yes or no. Do you ever have bloating? Yes or no. Do you ever have bloody or black stools? Yes or no. Do you ever have bloody vomiting? Yes or no. Do you ever have burping? Yes or no. The feeling that you have, do you ever have a feeling that you have a lump caught in your throat? Yes or no. Do you ever have excessive hiccups? Yes or no. Do you ever experience nausea? Yes or no. Unexplained weight loss. Oh, I wish that was my problem. Yes or no.
No.
Do you ever have wheezing, a dry cough, or a sore throat? Yes or no. Now, if you've answered yes to at least three of these questions, you may have suffered or are now suffering from a mild acid reflux. So, now, that to me was pretty shocking because I never thought of myself as having acid reflux, but yet I did answer three times yes. And many of the reasons for this condition could, you know, there's a number of different reasons, and let me just quickly read. It might be a hiatal hernia. You may be eating heavy meals or large portions. You may be eating right before bed. Certain beverages, alcohol, soda, coffee, or tea can cause this. Smoking, pregnancy. I don't think any of us have that problem. Aspirin and ibuprofen and some muscle relaxers or blood pressure medications can cause this acid reflux. So one of the first things you want to do is identify what is causing this if you've said yes three times. And this is, I found, very interesting because, you know, we see all these advertisements of how to take care of acid reflux. This article I read said that over-the-counter medications like Pepcid AC and Tums, they may provide temporary relief. Doctors may provide a prescription that are even more dangerous and will increase the risk of infection, increase the chance of bone fractures, lead to dementia, suppress nutrition absorption, trigger bacterial overgrowth, stimulate buildup of toxins. Now, that's something that we're trying to understand and get away from. And unwanted pathogens. And I don't know what a pathogen is, but evidently it's not good. None of these drugs or none of these chemicals really address the root cause of having this condition.
Karen?
Yes.
Pathogen is like a bacteria, something that causes illness.
Okay. So we certainly, just like we're trying to avoid, my mind's gone blank.
Acid reflux? And you create a bigger issue.
Inflammation, that's the word I'm trying to pull up. So we want to avoid pathogens also. And do you know what the FDA says? That they are now cautioning against long-term use of any of these chemicals, whether they be a prescription drug or these over-the-counter things. And you know what I found so fascinating in this article? The solution to this problem is in your kitchen fruit bowls. Can any of you guess what it is?
Would it be lemon?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one. I would have thought that. This blew me away. They're saying that saying about an apple a day will keep the doctor away. They say it's really true. That if you will eat an apple every day, that it will help to mitigate the root cause of this problem. And, you know, if you'll remember last week or sometime not too long ago, I was talking about using cinnamon because that would help a person who might be experiencing arthritis. And then Mary Lou came up with this wonderful suggestion that we use cinnamon mixed with the Body Balance and shake it in a little bag and coat our apple that's been sliced. We coat it with this cinnamon and the Body Balance. And I thought, wow, that's a great snack using cinnamon. And that helps someone who's having joint problems, and the apple will help a person who's having acid reflux, and all of this put together makes a great snack for our Healthy Life program. And here's a 3-for-1 punch. We get to do 3 things all at one time. Help take care of acid reflux, our arthritis, and we have a good, healthy snack. So, I just thought that you guys would like to have that kind of information. I was kind of excited about it. Anyway, Kathleen's going to share with us a very interesting concept. Ruth talked about it just slightly yesterday, but we thought we'd go on it a little bit further. Kathleen?
Yeah. it says, in a recent study, and understand when you look at studies, you can find studies. Anybody can find the answers they want, even if they're not true. Just bear that in mind when you read about a study. But this is a good study. Followed more than 200,000 adults age 45 or older for 3 years. Those who sat 11 or more hours a day were 40% more likely to die than people who sat fewer than 4 hours in a day. I should live a long time. In people who do a similar amount of physical activities, those who sit less will have a lower risk of dying compared to those who sit more. Physical activity for at least 150 minutes per week, as recommended by the World Health Organization, remains the gold standard. That means about 21 minutes of exercise a day. That's easy. An equivalent of a half an hour sitcom minus the commercials. So if you're already doing that much or more exercise, that's great, but don't stop there. What you do in the remaining 15 hours of the day is crucial. If you're sitting too much of that time, replace it with standing or even more walking or other physical activities. Turn the household chores into mini workouts. And so Karen was saying that yesterday, Ruth was telling us she always creates new ways to keep her body moving. She exercises while brushing her teeth, when she's laying down on the bed, she pulls her feet up and moves them around. Those are some innovative ways, which reminds me, I have had a sciatic issue for a gazillion years, and that's the first exercise I do in the morning before I get out of bed is to stretch my hips while I'm lying in bed, bend knees, pull up, stretch. Anyway, it's really easy, especially in our computer age, to find ourselves sitting too long, even if we're not in an office place that we can do it within our homes. And you just, if you have to set an alarm to remind yourself to get up and jog. And I can't remember, Roger Drummer talked about the importance of a 10-second jog in stimulating the immune system. And so that's really the core on the exercise part, is in stimulating our immune system that helps us to combat our environment, because our environment isn't going away. And we want to stay healthy. We don't want to be, sorry about the airplane. Did you hear the airplane? Speaking of exercise, I'm out with our son's dog. So anyway, what are some of the innovative ways you guys have done?
Well, I know what I'm going to do now, Kathleen, is I'm going to get a smaller glass. I put out more pennies, so I get up once in a while and go get a glass of water.
So you're having to remind yourself, Mary Lou, that you need water?
No, I have a big glass. And you know what? My darling husband will bring it to me. But no, I need to make sure that when I don't...
You need to get it.
Yeah, I need to get up and go get it.
Well, you know, the thing that we forget is usually our phones are not connected to anything, and we can move while we're talking.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Hey, and you know something else that just popped to my head is that when we're exercising, one thing I found out is that if you do the same kind of exercise every day, your body becomes used to it, it adjusts, and then you are not keeping your metabolism up higher, you know, burning faster the fat. So what I have done every day is that one of my walks, I'll use the cardio strides. Another one, I'll walk extremely fast, and then I slow it down, and then I walk fast again. And then another time, I'll walk and I'll hold my arms out in front of me, which uses a whole other set of muscles. And I think that when you change the way you're using your body during these exercise sessions, it will help your body to stay at a higher metabolism. You know what I'm saying? Does that make
right.
sense?
Well, people didn't used to have to exercise because exercise was life.
Yeah.
And I
think it'd
be... People washed their clothes. They washed their clothes. And
hung them on the line.
And they made their bread. They swept the floor, you know, which involved larger motor activities. And they had to walk to where they went because they didn't have 20 cars in their driveway. So we have to make it an event when it used to be life.
Well, I'm glad that you brought those things up, Kathleen, because not only am I going to go get my own glass of water, I'm going to jog out there. That'll be a 10-second jog.
Right.
I mean, this is not funny. This is serious, because I report, remember you guys a few weeks ago, I said, if you're at your desk, you've got to get up and
yeah.
move around. That was another article that I read. So, yeah, we need to get up and move around.
You know, something else, my mother-in-law years ago told me how important stretching was, and whoever that was
oh.
that she said that, it is so true, and we just had another grandchild, and I was spent 10 days with them, and that little newborn would be sleeping, and then when he would wake up, he stretches. And every time the dogs would get up from resting, they stretched, and I thought, we are missing out. That is nature. That is the way it's supposed to be. So this morning I did. I laid in bed, convincing myself I need to get up and go walk, but I laid there and I stretched because my little grandson stretches when he wakes up. Anyway, very important.
Very good.
This is Kathleen. I just get to where I have a burst of energy, like I'm kind of late after the grocery store and I need to be home or somewhere. And I found myself just running the grocery cart, just
4 to get it back to the little station. So much fun, and I feel so good afterward, and it supports me so I wouldn't fall down. And it's kind of funny. It just popped out of me to do that.
Cool.
Fantastic ideas. Anybody else with some good ideas or ways to motivate all of us to be doing what's right for our body?
Oh, I thought of another thing, Karen. I can't remember where I heard or learned this a long time ago. When you know how you go to a mall or shopping center or whatever and you're looking for the closest place to park, you just park as far as you can,
yeah,
away from the door.
Amen.
I've got to start living it because I always find the closest one.
Yeah. Anyway.
Good ideas. Good suggestions. Okay, you guys. We have been on here way over time, and I'm telling you, these calls would be of no value if it were not for everybody's input, the way you help stimulate all of us. I just thank you, thank you. And I thank Kathleen for being my co-host. And I just appreciate what is happening with all of us. And I appreciate this opportunity to learn new ways of how to keep my body healthy. All of you go out and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.